Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. Atiti Devo Bhava. The service of God through the service of devotees. Manayana was indeed my elder brother in Sri Bhagavan and for almost 40 years. What is amazing about Manayana is that everyone he touched felt that they were extra special in his eyes. For the devotees, Manayana's passing was a terrible shock. And we are still paralyzed and grief-stricken. But for him, it was beautiful, quick, and apparently painless. No hospital, no machines, no feeling that he had become a burden on anyone. Just a natural end for a natural man. He went peacefully at Mangala Nivas, the family home in Ramananagar. What good fortune to shed the body at the feet of Arunachala in Tiruvannamalai, the town where he had been born and where he had dedicated his whole life in service of Sri Bhagavan through the ashram and the devotees. When devotees went to the house to honor Manayana, as is done in the Hindu tradition, despite the grief, there was such a feeling of all-pervading peace. Manayana was a skilled manager for the ashram. He was stern when he had to be, with both devotees and with ashram workers. But the main way he interacted with people was through immense love, and everyone felt it. It was beautiful to see how all the ashram workers adored him and carried out their tasks in the spirit of service to Bhagavan. I remember him recently telling some young new workers who were going to bring the carts of food for Narayan and Seva that they should always remember that this was not just simple distribution of food to the sadhus and poor people around the ashram. This was nothing less than supreme service to the Lord. Mani's immense love for people extended even beyond Ramana Bhaktas. People all over held him in great esteem. The love that poured forth in such abundance from the heart of Manayana included animals, birds, trees, flowers and plants, and even insects like the ashram bees. Many times over the years, Mani would take me for a walk to show me a new tree or a new plant. He knew all the names of the ashram trees and plants in Tamil, English, and the botanical Latin names as well. He loved the peacocks and always pointed out when they had had their little ones. He was extremely fond of all the cows and knew many of them by name as well. On certain occasions, he would invite me to join him in the goshala to feed greens to the cows, sometimes with his family members and other devotees. He would always recall how beholden the ashram is to cow Lakshmi, who gave birth to many calves and helped the goshala grow into what it has become. When I was working in Europe during the late 80s and 90s, I could only come to the ashram as a visitor. I was grateful for the 4 to 6 weeks in summer that were allotted to us in Europe. Sometimes I could get extra time to come at Deepam as well, and I was thankful to Bhagavan that my superiors would give me the time to go when I asked for it. Manayana, who had by then joined the ashram permanently, was a dear, familiar, and welcoming presence to all the devotees who would come from abroad as I did. We never, ever felt like foreigners on foreign soil. Manayana made us feel like an integral part of the Ramana family, coming back home to their father's house. And this feeling of being welcome and welcomed, we had also felt very strongly for Manayana's father Venkatu, later Swami Ramanananda, his brothers Sundaramana and Ganeshan, when the latter was still working at the ashram. I always felt that Manayana, like his brother Sundaramana, the ashram president, embodied the statement from the Taittiriya Upanishad, Atiti Devo Bhava, the guest is God. This is chanted every morning during Veda Parayana at Sri Bhagavan Shrine, and Manayana took it to heart. Manayana used to attend the milk offering in the morning and then greet the devotees on the steps of the dining hall. Sundaramana would greet the devotees before meals as well, before his health started to decline. Often Sundaramana and Manayana would invite devotees in for breakfast, even though we were staying outside the ashram. Not every day, but just enough to make us feel part of the ashram family. Having idlis and coffee at the ashram was a wonderful boost for the climb up to Skandashramam and Virupaksha cave afterwards. Maniyana used to attend the pujas and Tamil Parayana. I would often see him sitting in deep meditation in the old hall. We speak a lot about Maniyana's seva and his bhakti, but there was also a profound meditative side to him, which was discreet, in keeping with his humility and deep reverence for Sri Bhagavan. Maniyana was indeed a multifaceted gem. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.